Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, I'm Lucy, your host to 5 Minutes to Sexy. I want to ask you something. Who do you think you are? Who are you? Last week, I wrapped up the 10-Day Sexy Life Challenge, and on day 9, the challenge was to honestly ask yourself who you think you are. And the reason this is such an important question to ask and answer is because our sense of identity drives our behavior, our perception of the world, and the way we show up for our lives. When we believe that a certain quality is a part of our very identity, that goes deep. It's more than our behavior, actions, and choices. It's who we are. Now, in an episode a few weeks ago, I shared about a conversation I had with one of my kids. She'd been feeling guilty all day for not doing her best and for not being in integrity, really, not doing what she said she would do. And then at one point, I made the distinction between guilt and shame, because guilt is useful in motivating us to align our actions with our values. Essentially, it's acknowledging, I made a mistake. But shame, on the other hand, is, I am a mistake. So I had a conversation with my daughter about how guilt is different from shame. And I just asked her to commit to making a better choice to follow through on her word next time, because that's the best we can do. We move on, we have self-compassion, we acknowledge where we made a mistake, and then we recommit to making a better choice. That's more in alignment with who we are. Now, we're human, and we all make poor choices at some point, but our behavior does not define us. Our behavior doesn't always align with our identity. Now, this is not to say that we should just, you know, deny that we have weaknesses or run away from our weaknesses. That would be ridiculous. Okay, what I'd like to suggest is that it is possible to acknowledge our weaknesses without identifying with them. Think about this. Who of us as parents would dare to define our kids by their behavior? Now, honestly, haven't we all done that? We've all done that at some point and not even given it a second thought. Like, for example, when one of my kids spills a bowl of cereal and it slips out of my mouth, like, oh, you're clumsy. Why are you clumsy? Or when someone new comes over and we label our kid as being shy, or, oh, he's just unsocial. Ouch. I'm guilty. I am so guilty of that. We've all really got to watch the labels that we assign, you guys, to ourselves and to those around us. So this is my challenge to you. Think about what do you choose to identify with? Do you identify with your failures and call yourself a failure? Or do you identify with your wins and keep that connection with who you really are and maintain deep positivity through your failures, and then recommit to excellence? Think about what labels you are assigning to yourself right now, today, in your life, and if they're really serving you to fulfill your vision. And if you don't have a clear vision, what labels are maybe keeping you from creating that freaking awesome, sexy life and vision that you want? And also, if you're a mom who's leading a business while raising a family and you would like to dive even deeper into your own personal growth, identity, and vision, go ahead and book your discovery session for the Sexy Life Academy. Enrollment is open right now for another 2 weeks max. And this is a small group coaching program that is 100% online and takes you through 8 weeks of really juicy content. Okay, let's get real. Plus an additional 8 weeks of group coaching. Every week we have live group coaching calls via video chat so I can see your beautiful face and see how you're doing. So check out the link in the full description here or go to sexymamamovement.com and click under the tab labeled Academy. Actually, it's labeled Your Sexy Life. I changed the name. So go to sexymamamovement.com and then click on the tab that says Your Sexy Life. All right, that is it for today. And thank you for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.